Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we've got a couple of really good sponsors for you. And here's what I mean by that. It's stuff that I hope you don't need, but it's looking more and more like you're going to need it. And this interview we're going to do with our guest, Bob Griswold, is going to really emphasize that point. Okay, a couple things here. You need storable food. And we've advertised the details before about the great prices, the availability, 2,000 calories per day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's why you don't buy from grocery stores, because you won't have balance. And also, too, you get 25-year shelf life. And my Patriot Supply is one of the few that is left standing right now, one of the few that has not sold out to the government. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And look at the specials, look at what's available, and you're going to say, okay, I got to do this. Final question you're going to ask me, Dave, how much food do I need? I don't know. We used to say 6 months. Oh, 2 years. No, we don't know now. I'm saying get as much as you possibly can, because pretty soon it could all be cut off. And this report will reinforce some of that notion. Second sponsor we have is along the same lines. We know that the Chinese spy balloon now was looking at our grid and looking at above and below ground cable for takedown. And if that happens and you lose your power, where's your water going to come from? Well, you're going to have to scavenge, right? Do you have the right water filtration system? Well, if you don't, we do. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, we publish data that shows you it is number one in the industry. Number one in the industry. And it, too, is on sale. And I recommend getting more than one, because things get lost, broken, and stolen. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. And then finally, readymaderesources.com for your basic survival needs of all types. Night vision is one of the keys. And we're going to be talking in just a moment to the owner of readymaderesources.com, Bob Griswold. But this is really, I think, the best prepping outfit that's out there in America today. And I strongly, strongly suggest you go there to, well, basically catch up on what we haven't been doing. We need to become pioneers, folks. The Old West, where they took care of their own needs, well, our government is now taking away our supplies. They're taking away everything from us. The Biden administration is softening America up for the kill. And the kill from who? From Russia and China. And here to talk about this is Bob Griswold. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, it's Dave, it's always good to be here. It's
our pleasure.
It's always sobering to be here.
Yes.
You know, we don't do happy hour here, and I know you overall. You don't do happy hour. This isn't, you know, the Joe Osteen version of the world where, you know, everybody gets a trophy and everybody wins and everybody sings Kumbaya. We are living, Dave. We've been doing these programs a long time. You've been doing them long. I know, but together we've been doing these a long time, and we have been warning people of the very day in which we see. This is not stuff where we used to talk in the future is going to happen, trying to warn people like Noah, you know, there's a flood coming. I mean, right now, the clouds are there, it's starting to rain, and it's only going to get worse. If that's the analogy I could use, that's what I would use. We are facing the most dire days humanity has ever witnessed since the days of Noah. I would say we're in the greatest spiritual battle humanity is since the days of Noah, and we're in the greatest age of deception since the days of Noah, and we're in the greatest time of destruction since the days of Noah. I mean, the technology that humanity possesses today, between AI and, you know, all the weapons that we see being developed, you know, it is bringing humanity to the brink of absolute annihilation. And I do hold to the words of Jesus Christ that he said, unless those days had been shortened, no flesh would survive. You know, for the elect's sake, he says that the days are shortened. You know, and the elect, when you talk about that, first and foremost, it means that God chose you, okay? So, you know, there's always that choosing of God, but when you feel that call of God on your life, it requires that you do things. I mean, first of all, you know, you want, it says to sanctify your life. That means you're not going to go down and, you know, do the carousing and the womanizing and the gambling and all the other stuff that we picture people doing. You know, we're not going to go, we're not out there going woke, to put it in the common vernacular, the modern vernacular. We are sanctifying lives, getting our lives in right order, but at the same time, we're also having to do stuff that's going to affect the temporal now and now. And to fail to do that is to fail to build yourself an ark. It's to fail to build, you know, what Joseph would have done, grain silos. It's the failure to do the practical things that when you know God's judgment is coming on a nation and you see it being implemented day by day in greater and greater methods, and then to say just one side of it, I'm just going to have faith in God. Well, the scripture says that faith without works is dead. So it does require things that we do, and each person's, you know, what you would say preparation plans will vary. I mean, you know, there's the people in Jerusalem. It says when you see the armies surround Jerusalem, their preparation plans, Jesus give you tip the hat to you. He said, get out of there. You know, when you see iniquity and exploding, you know, hide yourself, get away from it. You know, so there's practical things we do in this natural realm, this physical realm, that will aid our survival. And you know, some people, I just want to die. Well, Jesus said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded, get out of there, because that's a survival plan. You don't just sit there and just within, you know, in deer in the headlights, you know, paranoia. Don't do anything. He said you are to survive. That's why you do things. That's why Lot left, you know, Sodom. That's why all these examples in the Bible, people actually did things that actually saved their life and the life of their family and the life of you know, their extended family, their loved ones. Well, today, Dave, what I see happening, both internal and external threats, and I want to talk about we can talk about the external ones. I mean, you know, Russia just pulled out of the suspended talks for the nuclear arms treaty.
And
we've been having these talks since the 70s, where we've been, you know, bringing the nuclear arsenals of the world into more and more strict control, limiting. Now, obviously, that's off. We're not doing it anymore. That is an ominous sign that it tells you that he's signaling what he's thinking. And, you know, well, we just ignore that. That's Putin. He's just using hyperbole. He's never done it, so he won't do it. But are you sure? You know, Hitler never invaded Russia before, but...
You know, it's so funny you say that, Bob. I just produced a YouTube yesterday where I said, at least World War II had Neville Chamberlain. We've got Biden. And what I meant by that, even though Neville Chamberlain was a miserable failure and terribly naive, at least there was someone trying to bring peace to the world. Biden is doing nothing but trying to bring nuclear war to the world.
Well, exactly. He is the threat of all humanity. Him and his ilk are the threat of all humanity because, you know, according to their own rhetoric, according to their own tenets and doctrines, I guess you could call it, they believe the world is grossly overpopulated. They believe they need to reduce the population of the world to 500 million. Dave, this isn't conspiracy tinfoil hat stuff. This is what they say.
Yeah, it's what they put in writing, Bob. They put it in writing. So
I know,
it's
the same way Hitler did, and everybody discounted Hitler. You know, I know he wrote Mein Kampf, you know, My Struggle, but that's you know, he's just being, you know, Hitler and being a little overboard and just take it with a grain of salt. Yeah, the world did take it with a grain of salt, and 50 to 60 million people died. We're witnessing the same thing these globalists are doing right now, bringing the world to the level of extinction. Extinction level events, and this is what I want to go in, you know, and a lot of it is what's called asymmetrical warfare. Asymmetrical warfare meaning David and Goliath. I mean, you know, you don't attack a strong enemy in the area he's strong. Asymmetrical warfare is the reason we lost in Vietnam. It's the reason we lost in Afghanistan. It's the reason we lost in Iraq. It's the reason we've lost every war since World War II, because we've thought we could fight it with aircraft carriers and F-22s and high-tech weaponry and all this. But all the while, the enemy was saying, I'm not going to play that game. I have no chance against going, you know, what Joe Biden says, an F-15 against an AR-15. I mean, there's, you know, not much chance there. So what we see happening, and I think they're the ones doing it, because I think they're the hostile element in the country. What they say, enemies foreign and domestic. These are the domestic enemies that are doing this. They are committing asymmetrical warfare against the people of the United States.
Yeah, let's
right
get
now.
Down to some. Let's get down to some examples. Because listen, I'll say this as a preface, okay? Subtitle to where you're going. I have said repeatedly that Biden was put into place by the World Economic Forum, and the reason I say them is because he parrots all their phrases from the book The Great Reset, such as Build Back Better, for example, and he hasn't done one thing to help the American people. He's compromised defense. He's destroyed the economy. He's now engaged in sabotage with his fifth column forces to destroy the industrial base of America. He's poisoning the people. Bob, take it from there.
Well, you know, all you have to, like I said, you have to understand what asymmetrical warfare is. It is basically a below the radar type of warfare where you attack a nation's infrastructure and the ability to for a nation to produce food, to produce electricity, to produce water, all the main elements. So it's not a warfare where, you know, one aircraft carrier attacks another aircraft carrier or Su-57 attacks an F-22. This is where one nation has all this, and I would say United States' greatest strength in its armed citizenry. And they know that. Again, that's why we see the asymmetrical warfare of trying to take away our weapons. They realize that they have to get rid of those. Anybody who looks right now and thinks the federal government is a benign entity and not realize that it is a hostile entity to the people of the United States, I mean, you're smoking crack. I mean, this is a hostile enemy. It's been a hostile takeover of the United States. It was made real in the election cheat of 2020 when Donald Trump won by a landslide and it was taken away from him through you know, basically what you would consider a asymmetrical warfare tactic. You know, they didn't go up blow up polling stations. They just used, you know, deceit and lies and manipulation to take over an election. And that's one of the things in asymmetrical warfare you do. You destroy a nation's ability to have fair and balanced elections. We see them doing that right now. And, you know, in Arizona, we know what's happened. I mean, right now, I mean, look at Pennsylvania. I mean, they're saying, have you seen the stories that John Fetterman is brain dead?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying now. He's brain dead. He went in for a depression. And, you know, was it Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man? His wife fled to Canada when she saw him. I mean, what's that about? I mean,
well,
I don't know if you saw that story.
I have a little information on this, and I actually published this before the election when he supposedly defeated Oz, which we know he didn't. But his wife is from an activist family in Brazil tied to communist interest of Lula, the guy that stole the election from Bolsonaro. And she will be the appointee to the Senate when he dies or is unable to serve. And I said this 6 months ago, and I'm saying it again today. She's been positioned to become a communist entry into the Senate.
Well, if there's any truth to the stories that are coming out, and that he's gone in there now, and he's you know, basically brain dead. That's what's being reported. I'm not making this up. You can check it out for yourself. That he's incapable of executing the office of a senator, and he'll be replaced. Now, you know, the whole thing was a scam to begin with. But going back to the asymmetrical warfare, that's what's done. You destroy a nation's faith in the election process, thereby demoralizing citizens. Asymmetrical warfare is always done to demoralize the population. That's why when we see the Democrats, and I mention this regularly, the two tenets of Marxism, you destroy the ability of the government to protect, you destroy the ability of the government to provide. Once you do that, you demoralize the people. They start losing faith in their government. And I would say today that, you know, the people's faith in the United States government is at its lowest since, I don't know if it, even during the Civil War, it was this low. But we are at a very, very low point of trust in the government of the United States. And so the Democrats are pushing this narrative and other things that they're doing right now. I mean, you know, we just see all these attacks on America's power grid. There's a story right now on Zero Hedge, America's largest power grid faces worsening reliability risks. You know, they attacking it through either direct asset attacks, meaning you're attacking a power station, or not updating. Just imagine, put this in the context of sending $113 billion to the gay piano player. We won't go into that, but you know what I mean.
You're talking about Zelensky.
I saw a picture the other day over the Etowah River in Georgia. It's a major river where it's train tracks go over. And, Dave, you'd look at it and say, the next train that goes over that thing, it's going to collapse into the river. I mean, that's how bad it was. I can send you the picture of it. But that's all over the country. So through deliberate neglect, the infrastructure of America is being brought down. It's collapsing. Our power grid is collapsing. We can't build any new coal plants. In fact, we're shutting down coal plants. Nobody's going to allow a new nuclear plant to happen. Coal and oil fired are not any good. Hydroelectric, they're coming out because that damages the environment. So, I mean, really, it doesn't leave anything left to generate power with. And, you know, without power, the United States ceases to exist. So it is one of the key elements of destroying the United States through asymmetrical warfare is to bring down America's power grid. Well, we're seeing it happen more and more and more every day. Attacks from cyber attacks against it. LAX went down the other day. You saw that, right? They lost power. No flights. 50,000 people because of a cyber attack on their power grid. We see, you know, more North Carolina and these other places where they've had people actually just shoot the transformers. And this is happening in more and more frequency. America's getting used to it. I mean, we used to have complete 100% faith in the power grid. And even during this last real cold spell that happened over the Christmas holidays, where we were on roving brownouts because we don't have enough power. And at the same time, Dave, when we see the destruction of our power grid, they want to add, let's add, 50 million electric cars to it. I mean, can anybody really believe?
That's not going to happen.
They don't know what they're doing.
There's not going to be 50 million. There's not going to be 5 million. There's probably not going to be 500,000 electric cars added. We don't have the natural resources to do it. We don't have the infrastructure to support it. The bottom line is they want to put you in a 15-minute city, and they poison you to death through slow kill, and you can't go more than 15 minutes from your home. And I would submit to you, they're putting it in right now in Dublin, and they also have put it in Oxford, UK. People are protesting by the tens of thousands, but it's not reported in our media.
Well, of course not, and I agree with that. But Pete Buttigieg, it will be to the rescue, right? I mean, while the people in the Ohio River Valley are suffering horribly right now, I mean, coughing up blood, mystery illnesses, and I know we're going to see generation long birth defects and everything from this. He's taking private days. Him and his buddy, they're taking personal days off. I mean, Joe Biden can go visit Ukraine and go over there and guarantee their pension plan and give them, billions more. But those people are just being left to die. Basically, that's what's happening. They're being left to die. They don't have the money to move because their money is wrapped up in their property. And, they're being left to die. So that's just, again, under the guise of this asymmetrical warfare we see going on. And I want to mention, I have friends that are Green Beret and other that were in special services like that, and I do Bible study with some of them, and they all agree. This is not just a coincidence thing. You have men that have did this all over the world, and now they're seeing it being done to the people of the United States. And, you can't make this stuff up. Since we're not on YouTube, I'm going to mention, we've seen just one of the greatest destructions of humanity through the vaccine program that has caused millions to die. Millions more will die early. Now we see the poisoning of America with these dioxin-based poisons. I saw that, I think, article Mike Adams did, that 1/32 millionth of a gram of dioxin is your lifetime dosage. And I don't know if you caught, but I guess Mike Adams is investing right now in the equipment to go there and to test for dioxins. It's very expensive equipment. So
I've seen that. Bob, tell the audience how often these, quote, accidents, unquote, are happening.
Well, I'm not an expert at it. All I can do is tell you what they're saying. I've got the article right now. Yeah, Wall Street Journal article. They're saying we're having chemical spills in the United States every 2 days. Now, I'm telling you, I used to be a construction manager, okay? I used to own my own construction business. If I had a construction manager on there that was saying, well, you know, we had somebody fall off scaffolding yesterday, and 4 days before that, we had, you know, a guy involved with a circular saw, cut his leg off or something, you know, and it keeps going back where you have this happening and over and over and over again, I would look and I'd fire somebody. I mean, there'd be no doubt. You cannot tolerate that level of, you know, of accidents on a site and still maintain business. So here we have Pete Buttigieg, who's responsible for a lot of the transportation of this. We have a federal government who is, you know, supposedly regulates these chemicals, and it's just like, you know, it's like gumdrops. They're spilling them everywhere, and nobody's even questioning it. So we are actually the people that are not being killed, and this is, I think, what Alex Jones called the soft kill a long time ago, that are not being killed through the medical industry with, you know, vaccines and all these other things that have been done to people. You know, the food industry is another way we're killing everybody. You know, I'm an aficionado of 70s programs, like, you know, whatever it is, Rockford Files or Hawaii 5-0 or whatever, you know, whatever program. And you watch that, and people were normal looking then. And today, because the food industry has absolutely put into our food, you know, hundreds of chemicals that they know that are banned in all of other nations are banned, but they're putting them in our drink. We have a health epidemic of obesity. And so, again, it's a form of asymmetrical warfare. We kill people off. We're killing them off. That's what they want to do. So, you know, you're starting to develop a pattern. You know, the electrical grid going down, the electrical grid not sufficient, the electrical grid being attacked, but nobody questions it. And then we see now it's coming out at, you know, the medication that supposedly was going to save everybody's life is the very medication that's going to probably kill millions of people. I think Mike Adams and others have
you're
said
talking
globally
about
maybe a billion people.
Bob, you're going so fast, people aren't going to keep up. You're talking about the vaccine. Let's be specific.
Yes, sir.
We're talking
yes.
about the vaccine.
Yeah. I mean,
and I want to say this. My conclusion is this. I've looked at a lot of the data, and my statistical background leads me to intuitive judgments without having hard data, because there is no hard data. And I would say this. If you take more than two injections, you are clearly going to be affected. And if you are unfortunate enough to get a bad batch, and there seems to be benign batches and good batches, but if you were lucky enough to get a benign batch, God bless you. Do not take another one. But here's what I've discovered, Bob. The most deadly vaccine reactions are happening primarily in red states, and I thought that was a crazy conspiracy theory.
I was just going to say that, Dave.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
Because you said there are good batches and bad batches of vaccine. I would say there are blue batches and red batches of vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the red state vaccine versus the blue state vaccine. Are these people that wicked? Absolutely they are. I mean, they've proven that there's no level of depravity that they will not stoop to in their quest for their satanic utopia. There's no level that they will not stoop to. And then on top of that, we just look at the all these emerging diseases that are coming out that are going to absolutely be used. A news punch right now has a story. Who warns billions will die in the upcoming bird flu pandemic? I don't know if you've seen that story. This is the February 25th story. Yesterday. So they're saying now that there's a new one coming, and that, along with WHO implementing this vaccine passport technology, where you will not be able to resist. You will be forcibly vaccinated. It doesn't matter. So all we have to do is look at what the previous vaccine has done and is doing, and we can only imagine what the next bird flu vaccine would do. Is it a binary vaccine, where the one that they're going to have come up with combined with the one that they gave and produce even a more deadly results? I believe it is. And again, it goes into the asymmetrical warfare thing of people. This is what they're doing under the radar, and a lot of people are waking up to it, but mainly the world population, it's under the radar. Everything that you rely on, your food, your water, your communication, your electricity, your transportation, all of it, right now, I can document, and you can document, systematic attacks on it. And a lot of it goes unnoticed. I mean, have you heard anything in the news media about this chemical spill every 2 days? Anything in the news media?
Well, Wall Street Journal has to count because they are mainstream and they publish ridiculous things. But sometimes you get a story that gets out and it skips the radar, flies beneath the radar, and then they bury the story. I'll give you one example of what I'm talking about. I want to make this really, really clear, because when you see a story appear and it disappears, it wasn't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be censored. And I'll give you the best example, the Oklahoma City bombing. Channel 12 News in Phoenix, and I saw this, and then they ran it again in the morning hour. They ran at 10 o'clock news and then 6 a.m. news. And they showed Timothy McVeigh meeting with two Middle Eastern men in a bar. It's kind of a grainy video, but you can clearly tell what's going on. And when Timothy McVeigh was on the run after the bombing, they did a all-points bulletin, and they said, we're looking for a white male and a Middle Eastern male. And then all of a sudden, the Middle Eastern male APB disappeared. The video disappeared. But I've talked to dozens of people that saw it. That was a story that was not supposed to have been released. And this is what we're looking at here, Bob. This is exactly what we're looking at. The Wall Street Journal was not supposed to have released this story. They made a mistake.
Well, Dave, I just sent you a picture of what is it's a map of showing where the chemical spills at across the country.
Yeah,
I mean, it's they're everywhere. And yet, again, who in the private industry could tolerate this level of incompetence? Who? I mean, it would not be tolerated. You know, if you worked for Elon Musk, if you worked for Amazon, if you worked for Google, and you screwed up, you know, if you were having major screw-ups every 2 days and you were in senior management, how long do you think you would stay there?
You'd be gone after the first one.
Yeah, I mean, you might get one.
No, I don't think so. Not something this serious,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But it's by design. I mean, let's just put this in perspective. We'll put a poster child on this. While Biden goes to Ukraine and gives away our tax dollars to Ukraine pensions, which we know is a scam, he ignores the financial needs for cleanup and restoration of the people in Ohio affected by what I think is a deliberate attack from the derailment of that train. And it just shows right there, that's the poster child. Money for Ukraine, to hell with America, to hell with everything in America. We defend Ukraine's borders, but we won't defend our own. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, well, I couldn't say it better myself. I mean, it's because it's deliberate. And this is what I think America needs to wake up to, is that every resource that you expect that a competent government would provide for you, I mean, a competent government provides the environment for business to conduct business and to meet and fulfill the needs of its people, food, water, communication, transportation, all those things. I want a government who says, like what Donald Trump did, he actually made that more of a reality in the United States. Gasoline prices came down, so transportation became easier. Inflation was definitely conquered. You know, the border was secure, so we didn't have fentanyl and all this other stuff. And to the degree it is, you're always going to get some crossage, but it doesn't happen. We see Chinese nationals exponentially increasing coming across the border, Russian nationals exponentially increasing going across the border. When you add all these things together, going back to my point, this is not incompetence. It can't be incompetence. This is a deliberate act by elements that are practicing asymmetrical warfare on the people of the United States, and it's designed to break our morals, break our dependence on, you know, reliance, put it, I think reliance is a better word, reliance on things in the United States. Our power grid has always been stable. Our water has always been stable. Our food industry has always been stable. But now it's all being taken away. In fact, there's a story on Discern Report, which used to be conservative playlist. It's called Rationing is the New Globalist Buzzword as they normalize scarcity ahead of manufactured collapses.
That's the name of the strategy. I totally agree with that. Who identified that, Bob? I missed that.
Is J.D. Rucker on Discern Report. You can go there right now. The story's up right now. The memo went out. The puppet masters among the globalist elite cabal are planting the seeds for the plebeians to accept what is coming, massive shortages. Some might think this is just the powers that be that are getting ahead of what they perceived as a likelihood, but many have been warning for a long time that puppet masters aren't predicting it, they're manufacturing it. We have the poultry industries in the Western nations being decimated by bird flu again. You know, we all know Dr. Fauci. He probably provided the seed virus to the Chinese, but we know he did the gain of function research, which is an asymmetrical warfare attack on the United States, because it did come in and it crippled our economy, it crippled people, crippled families, crippled children, all of it. That's what it was. It was probably one of the worst attacks, far worse than Pearl Harbor, far worse than 9/11. It went down. We have poultry industry in the Western nations being decimated by bird flu that has acted unlike any of the bird flu in history. Food plants continue to burn down.
Yeah, Bob.
Crops are failing.
Let's back up just for a second before we go to the food plants. And I agree. There's over 110.
But I was just reading the article.
I want to get to something I think is critically important here. You're talking about the bird flu. What I have been told and what I'm learning now from sources, many sources, is that this bird flu will soon transmute into infecting humans, and that's the next pandemic.
Well, that's what this article I have is stating,
okay.
That this bird flu, billions, it's saying billions will die because of it. And, you know, add that to this is from News Punch, who warns billions will die in upcoming bird flu pandemic. You know, it says here, speaking to reporters at a virtual briefing on Friday, Dr. Sylvie Bernard, WHO Director of Epidemiology and Pandemic Preparedness and Prevention, described the latest trends in the spread of the virus spreads as worrying. Yeah, I mean, no gain of function research here. We didn't do anything. Look over, you know, but again, it's all happened. Let's put the proper spin on it. It's all happened after they discover what the chicken eggs do helps prevent COVID. You know, and now they came up with it. You know, chicken eggs cause strokes. I mean, that's what their spin on it is, chicken eggs cause strokes. But there's been real science done that say that there's things in the chicken egg that actually help our bodies prevent COVID from taking over. So now, you know, we have to kill all the chickens, demonize chicken farmers, you know, burn chicken factories down, and then spread a virus that kills all the chickens. Again, it's called asymmetric warfare. That's what it's called. And if you can't see it, I'm sorry, but it's there.
Well, it's in every sector, every segment of our society, every institution's been taken over by these people, and they're in the minority numerically. They're in the clear minority numerically.
Well, so are the Bolsheviks.
Yeah, that's my point. That's exactly what I was going to say next, Bob. The minority is setting the pace because they've grabbed the positions of power. This is what I tell people, and they tell me, people are saying, Dave, you're getting extreme in your old age. I'm going to say this again, in my extreme old age. These people who are serving the global masters of the WEF, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Health Organization, they want you dead. They want you out of the way, particularly being an American. The last three Chinese defense ministers, the last one being Wei Fang, have said, we are going to occupy America for its resources, but we are not going to cohabitate. It's not going to be shared. We are going to exterminate Americans. And that the Chinese are part of this international conspiracy that have bought off our leaders. And Bob, let me digress just for a minute, because I want to put this on the table right here, because I'm going to do a big show on this. There's testimony that was offered this past week by a prominent non-politically affiliated law firm that the majority of Arizona's top politicians are on the take. They money launder for the cartel. In exchange, they get extra money for their campaigns. They rig voting machines, run back the machine company that ran Maricopa in Arizona's elections. They are corrupt. They're involved in this, according to this report. The documentation is voluminous. I have a copy of it now. And Bob, I'm telling you, these people who run our government are on the take. It's no longer a wide-eyed conspiracy theory. They are on the take, and Arizona's providing the microcosm view of how it's done.
Yeah, I'd say they're on the take from the guy, I'm using the hyperbole, that's in the red suit with the pitchfork and the horns. Yeah. That's who they're on the take from.
Okay, now, but I'm talking about like his intermediaries. And yes, I want to throw one more thing out there for you, Bob, that we need to consider. In a few weeks, Biden has signed an executive agreement, which amounts to a treaty, and it's illegal because it doesn't have two-thirds approval of the Senate, and it's with the World Health Organization. And if Biden says something's a pandemic, it's a pandemic. No one can dispute it. And then the World Health Organization comes in and runs America. That's a fact. That's a fact, people. Look it up. Executive agreement with Biden. It's totally illegal and unconstitutional, but it's coming to our country in 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, this article goes on to say we have energy decisions being made pretty much by every nation that isn't part of the BRICS that help keep us on the verge of energy collapse. I mean, this article is very good. Our currency is being devalued, so it just actually crashes, and then it's done deliberately. Asymmetrical warfare against our infrastructure, our electrical grid. Asymmetrical warfare against our financial institutions. Anybody that has two thinking brain cells in their head can understand that if I keep spending money that I don't have, eventually, I don't care big or small, eventually you're going to go bankrupt. And there is absolutely no fiscal responsibility in Washington D.C. left whatsoever. None. They just spend it and spend it and spend it, give it away, spend it, borrow it, spend it. And like I said, if you have two brain cells working in your head, you have to know what the outcome of that is. And again, it's all being done to bring about their great reset. You lose faith in government. They can't provide for you. The money loses its value. You go to the grocery store, and what used to cost $10 is now $20. Next month it'll be $40, and so forth. And we just see this is happening right now throughout the entire infrastructure of the United States of America. It is being brought down and destroyed. For people who see this, Dave, I'm just going to segue here. CDC issues warning over an increase of drug-resistant bacteria. Just got that on my news feed.
There we go.
So,
do we have to say any more?
News feed. No. It's just providentially came in across my news feed. But we have choices to make, and this is what. People listen to this program and people listening to others, Mike Adams and Hug Hagman, Quayle, whatever, Jamie Walden. These are the choices we have to make. And we have basically several layers of choices to make. So we could go through this all day long. I mean, Dave, I have notes here. We could talk till tomorrow morning about this. Dave, I was very good friends that are in LA law enforcement, and one of them works sex trafficking. Okay, in the United States right now, get this, there are 336 million child porn videos. What nation can survive that? And that's not my figure. That's what they say, 336 million. This isn't adult porn. This is child porn. So, as we've seen the infrastructure of America being destroyed, the moral infrastructure of America has been, catastrophically obliterated. So everything you see right now is pointing to the fact that America is going to collapse, and they're going to transform it into this glorious utopia that, it's the same glorious utopia that Mao Zedong had, utopia for the people, that Hitler had, utopia for the people, that Stalin had, utopia for the people, all these utopian dreamers have had, and usually ends up with millions of dead people. But that's what they have. So we, as Christian people, we have a spiritual understanding. We have a spiritual nature to us that understands that there's a spiritual war going on. We also see that this war is being carried out in the physical realm. We have choices to make. And I know people don't like the fact that ideas and choices have consequences anymore. We live in a nation where there's no consequence to bad decisions. I mean, I can be Pete Buttigieg and take personal days off, and you know, do what I want to do. And
hold on, Bob. I got to ask you a question. You keep saying Pete Buttigieg. Is he plural, or what's the significance of that?
I don't know. Yeah, whatever his name is. I don't want to. I'm gonna leave it there.
Yeah, he's Pete Buttigieg, kind of like the judge, yeah. Like the Lord that's going to judge him for his many transgressions. But you say Buttigieg here. I'm thinking, okay, is this a disease or a plural of the defense secretary? Secretary of Transportation.
Never mind. We won't go. I'm not going to go there. But anyhow.
I know. Whoa. This is a family show. Thank you for not going there.
Yeah, that's okay. Sorry. You know, I listened to our press secretary too many times, and I do slip myself and call it the Nord Stream pipeline. Sorry. But anyhow, you
no
know,
one shopping there today. That's for sure.
Yeah. You know, you just look at the former guy who was handling nuclear waste in the United States, Sam Brighton. You know, I mean, the morality of our country.
Did you see? We got to digress for the humor of it. I wish we had video capability here, but did you see on Tucker Carlson where, you know, this guy's stealing women's clothing from airport suitcases at baggage claim? And did you see some lady who was a fashion designer? She had pictures of herself in the very clothing that this guy was photographed in. I'm serious. And Tucker showed this on TV. Do you need any more proof? These are I bring this up for this reason. These are the reprobates that the Biden administration appoints. They don't just appoint minorities, whether they're qualified or not. That's not my major concern here. My major concern is they appoint the biggest perverts that they possibly can.
Well, hey, all these people I'm thinking of Rachel Levine, that office.
I mean, don't even mention that name, please, because I get sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I mean, so it's being done, and again, that's a form of asymmetrical warfare. I mean, you know, the Russians knew that if they destroyed the family, destroyed the morals of the United States, they could bring our nation down, and that's exactly what's been done. But going back, Dave, the solutions are always the same. That's being spiritually aware of what's going on. You know, keeping your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ in short order, meaning I'm walking in fellowship, and then listening to what he says, because what he's going to tell you, there's going to be measures that you do and measures that you don't do. The measures that you don't do, you're not going to waste your time on things that are non-productive. You know, if the ship is sinking and I'm playing the band, that's really a non-productive thing. If the ship is sinking and I'm at the bottom trying to plug holes, that might help. But if the holes are big enough, it's not going to help. There's only one choice, and that's to get off the ship. So we all have to come to that decision of what we're not going to do anymore. We're not going to, and the one asset we cannot replace after we've used it. I can always replace money. I can replace things like that, but I cannot replace time. So that's the one asset we have that is non-renewable. You can't renew it. I've spent this last hour with you. I can't go back and say, "Well, Dave, I'm gonna not do this program and go back and get that hour back." You can't do that. So the things that we're not going to do anymore is not wasting time on the things that are not actually positioning you to survive what is coming. If you understand the seriousness and the gravity of the war that's being waged against you right now, you're going to put aside a lot of the nonsensical things in your life that really are not going to help you at all survive. You're going to start to do things that are going to better position you, whether it's intellectually learning, you know, a wide range of whether it's gardening, a practical skill, plumbing, carpentry, whatever, auto mechanics, or you know, planning. You know, like I said, planting a garden, you know, you're going to start doing those and stop wasting time doing other things. Then you're going to also look at it and say, you know, the elements that are being attacked are the very, very elements that I need. My food. What am I going to do? What are you going to do? Question. What are you going to do when they're actually saying they're manufacturing these crises? Rationing is now going to be the key word, and it won't take long before that key word becomes, you know, actual events happening. You can only buy so many eggs because, you know, there's not enough eggs to go around. And if you have chickens, that's not fair. You're going to have to give up those eggs because it's not fair that you have some and other people don't.
Well, Bob, the war on eggs has another contingent to it also, too, and I think we should mention this. Eggs is our primary source of protein in this nation, and they're telling us through the World Economic Forum in the book The Great Reset. This is no accident, by the way, if you just look at it this way. They are saying this. Okay, eggs bad, but you can get your protein from bugs, and this is what they're trying to do is to change our diet. They're already feeding selected school kids in the UK and Australia bugs for lunch, and I'm not joking, folks. This is true.
Your body can't process that shell that's around a bug. I forgot the name of the actual word for it, but your body can't process that, and it actually can cause diseases in your body. If Bill Gates knew, I don't know if you saw it, they admit there's cancer cells in Bill Gates' new veggie burger. That causes, I've got the terminology, it's basically rapid growth cancers. That's what's in those little veggie burgers he's making, you know, rapid growth cancers.
They seem to be in such a hurry to exterminate the human population. What's their rush? Are they afraid the tribulation starting and Jesus is going to come in 7 years? I mean, what are they afraid of?
Well, that's the thing. In Revelation, it says that when Satan is finally kicked out of heaven, he doesn't have access to heaven anymore, and he's cast down to earth, he realizes his time is short, and so he goes after humanity with great wrath. And again, this is understanding the spiritual nature of it, because it's always carried out in the physical. You know, Hitler was an evil spiritual man, and even though, you know, he had the doctrines of demons, it was carried out in a physical realm where 60 million people suffered because of his demon possession. Same thing with Stalin, same thing with other people. They realize the time is short. I mean, anybody who studies biblical eschatology understands that we are living right now at the end of an age, the end of man's dominion of the planet. Satan is on a rampage right now because he realizes his time is short and he wants to kill as many as he can kill. And we see it happening on so many different levels that unless you're walking with the Lord and have divine wisdom from Him, Psalm 91 protection, you know, you're not going to make it through this. But for those that are you're going to readjust your life. I'm not going to pay attention to what I used to pay attention to anymore. I'm not going to spend my money on what I used to spend my money on anymore. I'm going to start spending it on things that are going to benefit my family in the coming days of shortages and deprivation. I'm going to train my mind not to be worried about who won baseball in 1926. I'm going to worry about, you know, what do I do with my broccoli plants when cabbage moths are coming after it? How do I prevent those from happening? You know, I'm a gardener, so I can answer that question. You know, but whatever level it is, you're going to start retooling your mind and your life to have an arc mentality versus an entertainment mentality. So getting away from the entertainment, the things that tickle our fancy, tickle our ears, and going more to an arc mentality being what Noah did, that he had to, Noah had to retool his life at 600 years old. I mean, just think of that. He had to retool his life. You know, he'd never built a boat before. I'm sure whatever Noah did before his wanting from God to build an ark wasn't anything to do with shipbuilding. So he had to retool his life. Joseph had to retool his life when he was warned about the coming famine of grain. And, you know, he wasn't building grain silos before the dream. So that's what's going to require us to retool our lives so that we can say, what is going to happen? What do I do? How do I position myself to survive what they have planned for me? And for each person, it can be different. But I would say that you should, even though each person's plan would be different, I would definitely consider being able to purify water. I would definitely consider having the ability to grow food or store food. I would definitely consider having the ability to communicate outside normal realms of communication. And I would definitely say having the ability to protect my family against people who want to, abuse, steal, abuse my children, abuse my wife, whatever. I have the ability to protect against those. Those are four elements that I would do. I would also start to think seriously, because as we see the dollar lose its value through inflation and just basically just overspending, overproduction, how do I protect my retirement programs from, you know, hyperinflation? I mean, I know you have gold dealers, Dave, and not that you put all your money in that. I know you said you've been a customer of your gold dealer, but maybe consider buying a little gold and silver so that, you know, it does maintain your ability against hyperinflation. All these things are what we need to be transitioning. You know, I heard the other day one of the generals in the UK saying we need to transition the economy to a wartime economy. You heard that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we said, you know, we need to retool and retransition the UK government to a wartime economy.
Well, what they're talking about is we need you to go on food stamps, and we need to limit your purchases.
Bingo.
And where you can
Bingo.
Drive. That's the excuse.
That gives us the ability to control what you buy, how much butter you can have, or how many cricket eggs you can have, or whatever it is. You know, they're going to retool the economy to restrict you. Well, I would say to the people right now, you need to retool your life so that you can help avoid those things, because they're saying that's what they're going to do to you. And, you know, listen, be proactive right now. Be proactive. Even a little solar panel, Dave, if you could keep a radio working off a little solar panel, it's better than not having a radio at all. It might not run the refrigerator, but it's going to run a communication device. So you might not be able to spend, you know, $5,000 on a solar energy system, but can you spend $40 on a little solar panel with a battery on it? You know, that way you can keep your communication devices going. You know, you can buy a little bit of food, just a little bit. Maybe even learn how to garden, retool that way. You know, that you start retooling your life. If you can afford more food, you can afford more food. If you can, whatever, you know, having to be able to filter waters and apps.
I feel compelled to say this here, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but the trend is right now, destroy the food processing plants, take out railroads and trains and derail them, and food is transported. 62% of all agriculture goes by rail. I could go on and on, but let me just cut right to the point. The point is they're trying to remove control of the food supply away from the people to the government, where they control at all, and then they can bend you to their will. Even if they don't get social credit in time, they can bend you to their will. And the bottom line is you better prep, you better get food, you better get water filtration. This is why we choose the sponsors we do on this show. You better get what you need: food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools. I could go on, but if you do not do it, you will be bent to the will of the elite, or you'll be starved to death. I mean, one or the other.
Well, that is the plan, the starvation of millions. That is the plan. Billions, I would say. One way or another, we get rid of billions of people off the planet. That's what they say they want to do. I'm not making it up. So if you don't take that seriously, I mean, you know, don't take Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf seriously. You know, that last time it was 50 to 60 million people died. This time it could be 6 to 7 billion people that die. There were survivors during that. There's certain scientists that left Germany. There are certain people who went to Switzerland. I mean, people repositioned their life. They retooled when they saw coming what was coming. You know, I was just watching another J.D. Rucker video today saying, if you live with the coming AI surveillance system, if you don't get out of the city, you will not. I mean, basically, you will have no privacy whatsoever, because it's going to be able to make up stuff, do whatever it wants to do, and the cities will be the hubs for this AI surveillance technology. And he's saying you have got a very short window to get out of the cities right now. I mean, you can look the article up. I think it's on.
No, I'm very familiar with the concept. I've heard of the article.
So,
Bob, hold on for a second.
We see the asymmetrical warfare. We see the destruction of every element you need to survive. And it's like, whoops, it happened again. Can you believe that? Wow. 20 train wrecks in a week. Well, that's a coincidence. You see it happening with more and more frequency, and the decision is yours. And unlike the woke crowd, decisions have consequences. You refuse to decide to act. You're acting, to steal, you know, the logic behind Bonhoeffer's, you know, statement, not to act is to act. And it is, not to act is to act. If you're not doing something right now, you're acting. And you better get ready to be lined up in a line, and whatever they want to do with you while you're in that line, promising you food, it might not be food. It might just be the promise of food, which happened in Warsaw, Poland, when they wanted to get the rest of the Jews out of the Warsaw ghetto. They promised them food, just get on the train, we're going to take you to the condos, and everything's going to be fine, nice warm showers. And that's what happened.
Bob, we've got 30 seconds left. Tell people how they can access your availability and products at Ready Made Resources.
Well, our website is readymaderesources.com, readymaderesources.com, and our phone number is 800-627-3809, 800-627-3809. If you call, I will talk with you about preparation plans. Dave, I just want to say this. I do have people call me, ask me for spiritual advice. Some of it I can give, but I can't give them, you know, the direction for their life.
That's not something
you have to pray and ask God to do. I don't have a seer. I'm not a crystal ball. I can't do that. But I can definitely help you along the prep market and maybe make suggestions of what you can do to better position your family to survive what they have planned for you.
I could not agree with you more about people have to find their own direction. But the one thing that you do, and I'll say this in concluding this program, is people will call you and you'll talk to them individually about their level of preparation and probably what their next step should be. And most people in your business, Bob, charge for that. And I'll just leave that with that. And on that note, on behalf of my guest, Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com, I'm Dave Hodges. You've been listening to The Common Sense Show, and we hope you take this to heart and you prep as best you can. Prep, train, and pray. And we will see you back here next time. Thanks so much, Bob.
God bless. Bye-bye.